Hey there guys, Rioldin, this is your Vbro from Tech Arena and welcome to today's podcast. So in this podcast, we will be discussing about the Snapdragon 875, which is the fastest and the greatest chip that will be coming out for the Android smartphone world. Well, right now the Snapdragon 865 is already really fast, supports 5G and just it's amazing. And right now with all the flagship smartphones like the OnePlus 8T Pro has the Snapdragon 865 Plus, which is the kind of the buffed up version of 865, is right now in the market, and 875, we have some information about it. So in this podcast, we'll be discussing about that. But before starting up with today's show, I would really want to request everyone to please subscribe to our newsletter in our website, which is arenaoftech.com. Also do follow us on our official YouTube page, which is nothing but Tech Week. And also do follow us on the Spotify and Google Podcast as podcast in these two major platforms. So, well, whenever we listen to Snapdragon's 800 series processors, the only thing that comes to our mind is that they are extremely fast and they are extremely efficient. Well, this Snapdragon 875 here, it was just announced a few months back, and it's also an octa-core processor, and it is manufactured using 5 nanometer process technology, which also signifies that it will be better with battery as well. While our at present, the Snapdragon 865 is a 7 nanometer process, so this will be in 5 nanometer, so it will be better for performance as well as for battery. And this chip is also will be used in Samsung's S21 in future, S21 Ultra or stuff like that. I don't know about the naming, but OnePlus 7 Pro will surely have it, and we just can't wait to see its performance. It's just so great. So now let's talk about the architecture of this great processor. It's a great little processor. The chip has 3 different architectures that helps to deliver instant boost when needed and conserve battery when required. Nowadays, like smartphones, processors are becoming so smart that it just feels so good. You know, you just feel like the power is in your hand. Your processor knows when to boost up its clock, when to do stuff and whatnot. The chip has one Cortex X1 core clocked at 2.84 GHz, 3 cores of Cortex A78 clocked at 2.42 GHz, and lastly, those 4 cores, Cortex A55 clocked at 1.8 GHz. The maximum frequency is 2.84 GHz, and it's similar to the preceding Snapdragon 865. L1, L2, and L3 cache are 512 KB, 1 MB, and 4 MB respectively. And if you don't know what all things that I just said mean, just means it means solid performance. Like, there are some cores that are energy efficient and which are like low power. So these processors, these cores are used to do some basic stuff. And those powerful cores, that is the Cortex X1 and the Cortex A78, they are used for doing all the kind of high performance stuff like gaming or editing a picture, or just if you are working with some video and stuff like that. So now let's talk about the GPU. Every Qualcomm processor comes with a better version of GPU as well. So this GPU that we have has an Adreno 660. It is based on the architecture of Adreno 600. The GPU is the most powerful Adreno GPU ever made. The maximum frequency it can hit is 700 MHz, and it has a total number of 640 ALUs. Vulkan version is 1.1, OpenCL version is 2.1, and DirectX version 12. It uses Spectre 580 IPS for image processing. If you don't know, Adreno 660 is the latest one that will be coming in, and it will also provide some great gaming experience. Right now, the 865 is already good with all the kind of games that are available like PUBG, Fortnite, or Asphalt 8. just think this Adreno 660 will be like more version, new versions of games are going to come out. And if you are a pro gamer, not like me, I'm not a pro gamer, like a smartphone gamer. If you are a smartphone gamer, you should definitely go ahead and get a phone having a Snapdragon 875, which will be best for you as well. Now let's talk about the memory. All right, so the memory, which is the RAM, which we know the more the RAM, more the performance, which is not that much important. I don't know what people do with 12 gigs of RAM in their smartphone. Trust me, my laptop has 16 gigs and I hardly use more than 8 gigs. And I just don't know, it's just overkill. Well, the Snapdragon 875 has LPDDR5 type memory, which supports maximum frequency of 2750 megahertz or 2.75 gigahertz. It has maximum memory bandwidth of 44 gigabits per second and maximum sizes can go up to 32 gigabyte. My laptop doesn't support 32 gigabyte and this Qualcomm Snapdragon 875 supports that. Nowadays smartphones are getting more and more powerful. Well, the LPDDR5 is the fastest working memory at present right now, and it also changes the whole experience of read and write. And yeah, and also the chip supports UFS 3.0 as well as UFS 3.1 storage type. So with awesome speed from the RAM, you also get awesome read and write speed because of this UFS 3.1 storage type, which is overkill. Now also, this flagship chip also supports a display resolution of 3840x2160p. It can also play videos at 8K 60fps. The video codecs are H.264, H.265, VP8, VP9, and a maximum camera resolution it supports is 200 megapixels. My God, just imagine 200 megapixels. It can click posters. Woo! All right. And also, it can also support 8K recording at 30 frames per second, 4K video recording at 60 frames per second. And the audio codecs that the processor supports are AAC, AIFF. These are just not that much important, but yeah, it just supports all the kind of audio formats. There is also an NPU that is a neural processing unit. It's the Hexagon 698. Now let's talk about network and connectivity. The flagship processor is 5G ready out of the box, has the X60 modem, is capable of 4G LTE CAT.24, and also supports Wi-Fi 6 along with Bluetooth 5.2, which is, you know, the latest one, latest and the greatest. The processor also supports download speed up to 2500 megabits per second, capital M, while uploading speed is around 316 megabits per second, capital M. For navigation purposes, the chip also supports all the major positioning services like GPS and stuff like that. You should know. This processor is going to be coming out in the year 2021. Right now, we are in the end of 2020, the Corona year, to be honest. So in the year of 2021, all these flagship smartphones are going to get this awesome flagship processor. And if you're interested in knowing, like if you are interested in benchmarks and stuff like that, this processor scored an AnTuTu benchmark of 673825. And the Geekbench 5 single core performance is 1126, whereas the multi-core performance is 3752. We all know these benchmark doesn't mean a lot. You know, the real day performance differs a lot, even the battery life and stuff like that, coordination among everything with the software. But with this kind of power, with speed, this will be an overkill processor for the coming 2021. And that's pretty much it that we have to discuss in this podcast. If you really love our podcast, do follow us on our Spotify as well as Google Podcasts. And also don't forget to subscribe to our newsletter in our website, that is arenaoftech.com, to get notified every time there is any new awesome article. And also do follow us on our YouTube channel as well, which is Tech Week in YouTube. You're gonna get it through our website as well. So that's pretty much it. Thanks for listening. This is Vibro signing out. Have a great day and stay safe and stay sound. Thank you.